Your level of self-control could be tied to the amount of sleep you had last night. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, June Pilcher, professor in the Department of Psychology at Clemson University, explores how getting an appropriate amount of shut-eye could lead to better choices during the daytime.
The brain needs the time we sleep to organize and tidy up our mental processes. How that happens remains elusive. What we do know is that there are consequences when we are sleep-deprived. Too little sleep is a fact of life these days. People working in today's 24-hour global economy often sleep less or at irregular times, resulting in poor sleep and chronic sleep loss, which can negatively affect decision-making. My lab has explored how sleep habits and self-control are interwoven and how poor sleep habits could impact self-control. Research suggests that better sleep habits can contribute to a more stable level of daily energy reserves, which could bring about better self-control. The ability of energy reserves can refuel a person's ability to make more difficult choices rather than opt for the easier choice. In addition to potential difficulties with self-control, inconsistent sleep times and insufficient hours of sleep can lead to health problems, including weight gain, hypertension, illness, and irritability. Better managing our sleep and self-control can positively affect our daily lives in many ways. Improved health and worker performance are two potential benefits, but societal issues such as addiction, excessive gambling, and overspending could also be more controllable when sleep deficiencies aren't interfering with one's decision-making.
That was June Pilcher of Clemson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.